Welcome to Silent Sales Machine Radio, Business Building Warrior. I'm so glad you've chosen to spend a few moments with us today. We've got some pre-recorded content today since it's the weekend update, but it's probably content you haven't heard unless you join us on a regular basis for our live Monday night Q&A sessions with our entire community. Man, some good questions happen when we do that, and we'd love to share the questions and responses with you. That's what we do on our weekend updates. We'd love for you to join us some Monday. It's open to anyone in our community. The best way to hear about these and to get the links you need and participate is to be part of the free Facebook group. There's a link at silentgym.com to that free Facebook group. Jump in there. Most Mondays we go live. Quite often it's me. Sometimes it's some other folks on our leadership team answering any e-commerce or Amazon questions. Then we compile the best questions and answers into a weekend update for those who couldn't make it to the live session. So that's what we've got for you today. Hopefully you're enjoying your weekend. Thanks for taking us along. I'll cut right to the chase. Let's jump right into the content. Let's see what the team compiled for us today. I'm the guy that started this Facebook group several years ago. We got about 75,000 members now. The thing we all have in common is we're using the internet creatively to launch and grow multiple income streams with a focus on starting out with the model that we see as the lowest hanging fruit business model of our lifetimes. That's what the leadership team around here all agrees on. Amazon, specifically the Amazon Replens model, is the lowest hanging business model of our lifetimes. That's why we teach it. What do we mean by lowest hanging fruit? What we mean is it's the lowest risk, lowest learning curve, highest odds of long-term, very real success where you're building a real business. We looked at the entire e-commerce landscape, which is where I've been as my only income for well over 20 years at this point. And this is the business model we like to dial in if you're new. Now, if you've been around a while, you got some experience, you got some extra skills or a product or a business model or something, and you want us to help shape that out into something new and special, we love to do that as well. But if you're just looking for a model that requires a little bit of time, effort, energy, and very minimal investment that can grow into a real business, that's what we love to teach here. And if you listen to our podcast at silentgym.com, we've got hundreds of episodes. I did another one just today. We do two or three a week where we interview the students who have gone through our training and we talk to them about the business that they've built. And in all cases, it's someone who's using the strategies from the proven Amazon course, which is our flagship training course. It's only $40 a month. If you want to jump in, we'll talk more about that. If you have any questions, we just improved it in a big way here this past few days. We're always adding new modules in, updating old content, and making sure that it's the latest version of what works right now on Amazon for a few dozen different strategies. But specifically, we start all new sellers in the same place typically, and that's with the Replens selling model. So when you listen to our podcast, you're going to hear dozens of recent interviews, hundreds of interviews over the past couple of years of people who are using that specific model. But then in many cases, they go on to do many other things on Amazon and on other platforms as well from there. So we have a path that we've laid out over many years, having coached nearly 10,000 students, making us the longest lasting e-commerce coaching company in the world. We've noticed some patterns. And that is, we want to start people off with small victories, with small wins, getting their confidence, making a few sales and slowly scaling up rather than jumping in with both feet and taking big risks and getting burned. So that's what our whole business philosophy is built around, educating you just in time on exactly what you need next versus teaching you everything and having you randomly jump into different opportunities all over the place. We want to get you started with a system that we know works based on facts and evidence, and the fact that all of our coaches are running this business actively. I'll end my gymfomercial segment with this. We've got about 60 coaches on our team. All of them are running very successful businesses doing the stuff we teach. So if you want to talk to someone about coaching, a great way to jump in and find out more about that is to go to silentgym.com/bookacall, all one word. We'd love to have a conversation with you and see what your goals are. See if maybe we can connect you with a coach who can help you get further faster based on their own experiences. We don't let just anyone coach. They are successful, proven Amazon course students who have a teacher's heart. That's who we recruit to be our coaches. If you want to work with one of them, let's have a conversation about it. Happy to answer any questions about that tonight as well, of course. But I saw Robin Joy pop in here. Hey, Robin Joy, how are you this evening? I'd love to have you fill us in. We got some new faces tonight on what the Kickstart program is, who that's for, and let someone besides me do a little bit of talking. How about that?
I would love to, Jim. Yeah, the Kickstart Bootcamp, that's something that I've really, really been enjoying for over the last year or so, I guess now we've been doing it. What that is, it's a four-week program where the brand new people who are just trying to get started, they can, if you're a member of Proven Amazon course, you pay $37 for a four-week course. And then we go into our own Facebook group with just a few of us that are in that same position. And we go through the process of getting an account open, getting your Keepa account open, learning, finding one item, just one item to go through one rep of the process of sending into prepping, shipping, and sending into an FBA warehouse. So all the kind of mechanics of that and the questions that come up in that process, we handle that in those 4 weeks. During those 4 weeks, you can ask questions anytime in the Facebook group. There's homework and a daily schedule for you. And there are four live Q&A calls during that time as well. It's a one-time fee for a four-week course. And then when it's over, y'all can stay together. A lot of people do stay together and kind of walk this path together, support each other, ask each other questions, let each other know your experiences. It's very, very helpful to have a small group that you're in touch with. So a lot of people do that as well after that group, but we've been having an awful lot of fun. So come on and join us.
So whatever you guys want to talk about, you can leave it in the chat or you can hop on, raise your hand. Let's have a conversation. I see Brian's hands up. We'll get to you in just a second, my friend. What's on your mind, my friend?
Hey, Jim. Robin mentioned to you earlier today that I wasn't brave enough to say hello in person at the conference last year to you. I was brand new and I just was like, whoa, so I look forward to seeing you there this year. Just got the flights booked. Hotel is all booked. Everything's ready. So super excited about, and it's going to be here before we know it.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
You use the room discount, right?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Beautiful. Yeah.
Good. Yeah. I'm going to be there all week.
Good call. So am I.
Yeah. I am excited to delve into the newly added proven bundles, branded bundles on the pack course. I just saw that popped up today. So that's cool. And beyond that, I don't know. I don't have anything to say. I just like saying something to get people started. So,
yeah, someone needs to be first, right? So, appreciate that.
So, anyway, that's all I got. Have a great day, everyone. And I'm going to listen in on what's going on.
All right. Appreciate you, Brian. Good stuff, man. Yep. See you in Orlando. For those who don't know what we're talking about, The Proven Conference is the website where you can still get tickets. I think we're sold out of VIP. If it hasn't been marked yet, it will be within few hours, I think, but we still have some general admission, but not much. I never imagined that we'd be talking about selling out this massive room that we got for this thing, but it could happen. We're getting close. So if you do want to come in person, The Proven Conference, Robin Joy just stuck it in the chat. That's the website. There is also live stream that's on sale right now. If you want to lock that in before the event gets here, you can save a ton of money. That gets you all the videos from our 40 breakout sessions as well. You can see the topics and kind of see the event taking shape on that website. This is our 12th time we've done it, making us, here's another little trivia for you, the longest running Amazon seller training conference in the world. No one else has done it that long. I had someone thought they'd found one that had been around as long as us, and we looked it up and they'd been around about 9 years. So we got them by 3 years, including Amazon itself. Amazon hasn't even been doing seller training as long as we have at live conferences. So that's pretty cool. But, yeah, join us if you can. We've got about 700 people registered. Let me hit a couple of the questions before we get too far away from them. The shipment question that Jessica was saying, talking about optimize versus partial shipments and the new fee structures. We've talked to numerous people on our team, everyone from people who are doing replens, and Amazon selling at scale, like Kang Dang, podcast episode 754, has a $3 million operation. And he's talking about how this has impacted him over the past several shipments he's done. And then we talked to another coach on our team, Grant Douglas, who's doing his business isn't quite the size of Kang's, but it's a very robust business. It's his full-time gig. He's got a very healthy operation. We actually interviewed the two of them. It's a podcast episode that should be coming out sometime this week or early next week, where we sat down and Jimmy was on there with us. Nathan was on there, basically just grabbed four of the great leaders from our team and said, hey, let's talk about these new shipping procedures and the new fees. And what's the bottom line as this thing shakes out? And just to cut straight to the end of the story, the way it's shaping out for the vast majority of sellers that we've talked to is it's going to be somewhere between a 20 and a 40 cent per unit increase in Amazon fees. Once the new fee reductions kick in, Amazon's, I think today's the day where the FBA fees drop. So once you factor those in, you factor in the new fees that are going up, the new fees that are going down, somewhere between 20 and 40 cents a unit is about what most people are going to see. You may see people who see a little bit more than that, but by no means is this time to panic and run for the hills. Anyone who's doing this business at scale, who's keeping track of their numbers and who's being creative about it, there's just no reason to be worried at all. And part of what I shared on that podcast episode on this point is, and I've shared this with many of our leaders, and when the conversation comes up in the Facebook group, this is the same thing I've shared literally the last 75 to 100 times we've seen Amazon policy and fee changes or eBay or any marketplace. It's the customers who are paying these fees, not us. Any business passes all those fees right onto the customer. That's the level playing field. If Amazon was only raising fees on people whose names started with the letter J, well, then I would have reason to be nervous and say, man, this really stinks for me. But they're not. It doesn't matter what letter the alphabet your name starts with. Your fees are going up a little bit. Not much, but a little bit, which means your prices are going to go up a little bit. The only time we need to get nervous when Amazon changes things is if the customers start leaving e-commerce and stop shopping online. Now I will join the party of people who are nervous. But fortunately, that's not going to happen anytime soon. People are shopping online more than ever. And if Amazon's prices get too high on the everyday stuff that people need, they might start shopping on Walmart. Okay, cool. That's the second place marketplace. That's where a lot of us have as our second place focus of attention. That's great. Let the giants battle it out with their fee structures that they charge us as sellers. We'll pass it right on to the customers. May the best man win. That's our approach around here. I don't see it being a big deal. As far as diving into the weeds on some tips, and I'll let Rob and Joy take a swing at this one in a minute, because I know I'm leaving out some helpful tidbits. But on the new shipping procedures and some of these new fees, be careful what software you try to use to skirt around and navigate. We're hearing some feedback from one software tool that popped up, Rob and Joy. This guy was after me, calling me multiple times a day, telling me, oh, you could sell $100,000 of this software. It's going to help everybody navigate these new shipping fees and get around Amazon's new policy and save them money. And you're crazy not to promote this to your community. And I'm like, I think I'm going to wait. I think I'm going to see how this plays out. I'm not going to promote a tool just to make some affiliate commissions. Let's see what happens here. Turns out Amazon doesn't like that tool. Everybody who's using that tool to skirt the new policies is kind of getting slapped right now. So we avoided that by doing our due diligence, as you know. We're fortunate enough to have a board of many smart people advising us on those types of things. So we keep you guys out of trouble and ourselves out of looking awkward as often as we can. I do a good enough job making myself look awkward. I don't need any help by bringing in bad software. So we're doing our best to make sure the ideas that we're presenting to you guys on the podcast and the group, the advice we're giving has been vetted. It's been run through, Jeff Schick, for example, the legal policy expert. But ultimately, as this thing shakes out, it really is a net zero effect on anyone's business. From my vantage point, I haven't seen any evidence whatsoever to the contrary. Even someone like, well, it's unfair for the new sellers, the small guys. New guys get all kinds of credits, hundreds and hundreds of dollars of credits. We talk about that on the podcast episode. They're exempt from some of the new policies for the first year. So the newest of the new guys, they actually get a little bit of an advantage. So it really is a level playing field that's affecting all of us. Shoppers are going to pay for it all anyway. There's nothing on Amazon right now that doesn't cost a whole lot more than it did 3 years ago. Why should we think that that's going to change anytime soon with inflation, right? So there you go. That's my answer. Robin Joy, take a shot at it. And if you feel like I kind of skirted anything you'd like to dive a little deeper on there, Jessica, please clarify your question. And I'll do my best to dive deeper. Someone's asking about Walmart. Would that be a good one to take next, Robin Joy? What do you think? Good with that?
Yeah, go for it. We don't sell in Walmart, so I'm going to rely on you for that one.
Oh, that's right. Well, we just talked about that a couple of days ago. We're going to get you guys on Walmart. I was just looking at the statistics today. So Amazon is about 46% of all online retail. They've got about half the game, right? Walmart has about 7-8%. So you do the math and, you know, for every 10 units you sell on Amazon, you can expect to sell a couple on Walmart. And we're seeing that's about right. Using no other logic besides what I just gave you, if you're sending 10 of something to Amazon, you probably should go ahead and send one of it to Walmart. There's not any great tools like Keepa yet for Walmart, but my team has stumbled into, I got a text from mom either Friday or Saturday. She runs my Amazon, eBay, Walmart. She's like the head of it. Our team reports to her, which I love that buffer. Like, you got to get through mom to get to me, and not much gets through mom, let me tell you. But she said our Walmart, we netted, not sales, netted $4,400 in the last 2 weeks on Walmart. I'm like, what? When did that happen? When did we? It's like, we just spend anything that's selling well for us on Amazon, we're sending a few units into Walmart and it's working. So that's our litmus test right now is, if it's doing well on Amazon, probably do well on Walmart. And for the, as a general rule, that's been pretty true for us so far. The fees are a little lower. I think for a customer who's really price sensitive, a shopper, they're going to start seeing some attractive prices on Walmart. Walmart doesn't have the fee structure that Amazon does. So as a seller, I don't have to pass as many of those expenses on to my shopper. I can make more margin at a lower price on Walmart, for example. The free market's going to correct over time, and I think we're going to start to see Walmart poking its head up a little bit more. And it's not that complicated to get into it. If you can do Amazon, you can do Walmart. And then you've got the poor number three who used to dominate the world, third place, eBay. And yeah, still worth considering, but we don't do a whole lot there except the one-off high-end expensive stuff. That's mainly what our eBay is. We got a lot of stuff just kind of sitting there on eBay. Way more excited about Walmart than eBay, I'll tell you that these days. As far as the volume, the velocity of stuff that's moving. So yeah, the benefit of it is you have another way to move your inventory. You just have another way to keep that death pile or the profit pile.
Jules has a question concerning a compliance issue that she's had on a toy for a couple of years, a set of geodes. How would she resolve this if it's an activity kit for kids to learn?
Gotcha.
But compliance-wise, they're geodes, crystal rocks. Any suggestions?
Yes. This reminds me very much. I need a point of clarification here. If you would let me know, are they asking for safety certificates or are they saying this product is not allowed on our platform? Big difference. If they're saying this product is not allowed on our platform, there's nothing you can do about it. You might as well be selling CBD oil.
She said, yes, safety.
Safety certificate. Safety. Is this your product or not, Jules? Is it yours or is it someone else's? In other words, is anyone else successfully selling this currently? Clarify. It's your brand. Your brand. Gosh, that's a little trickier. Yeah. If it's not an established ace and an established brand, that's deeper than what we're going to be able to cover with any kind of usefulness on this session. And I would only be kind of guessing anyway. There's people on our team that might be able to help you out with that. But for the most part, if you're having trouble getting a product approved to sell on the platform, my advice typically is sell another product because, you know, it can just be an arduous, draining task that takes you nowhere. Ask anybody who's tried to get any kind of CBD-related product on Amazon. You can hire the lawyers. You can bring in the team. You can give them the safety certificate. Like, no, sorry, it's got this, you know, this keyword, this ingredient, this aspect of it. Okay, now you say it's been selling for years and they're just now asking for compliance. That's a slightly different situation. But even then, here's what's going on. Amazon doesn't like being sued over toys and kid items. So you're going to have your product reviewed. This is a legal process. This is something that Humminbird can help you out with, HUMNBIRD.com, legal compliance, trademark, all of that, and actually get someone to certify your product as child safe, et cetera. It's going to be rough, potentially. So that's my advice to you, is talk to someone on that team to get your product hopefully down started down that road. Where you'll see it a lot of times is toys that are selling well. A whole bunch of sellers are all over it. And then suddenly Amazon's like, oh, we need safety certificates for this toy. Your worst case scenario is Amazon's going to stop allowing you to sell it and return your inventory to you. But as long as one seller sends the required safety certificate, which most major brands will have on hand, then that toy, that ASIN, continues to sell well. It's fine for everybody involved. But the fact that Juul says it's trademarked, this may be a very short adventure, or it could be a very complex situation you're running into. I would suggest go to Humminbird, say, I need a lawyer to help me get the proper safety certifications for my toy, and they'll give you a shove in the right direction. It's a brand that you trademarked. It's your brand. You own it. I understand all these things. But if Amazon doesn't have a certificate that they can use as a shield to protect themselves when a kid hits himself, another kid in the head with one of your rocks and blames the composition of the rock for that, you're going to be stuck. So yeah, I would have someone that does this for a living, a lawyer. You're going to have to get lawyers involved. It's going to be expensive. You're probably going to be spending anywhere from a few thousand to, you know, slightly more than that to get this thing dialed in. That's my guess. Talk to Humminbird though. Set an appointment.
Great.
Yep.
But someone else did say they have the same issue with a safety certificate required on a toy that's a branded product, like mm-hmm. Marvel.
Someone else.
So that was, you were answering that question, right?
Yep.
Where someone, you don't have to be the one who puts it out there. Someone, another seller, can put it out there and they won't tell you that it's done, mm-hmm. but it will release your product as long as somebody does. So hang out there if you can't find that certificate.
Just wait.
And see
usually
if somebody
else
provides it.
That cutoff date will come and go and mm-hmm. you'll just keep right on selling it because somebody sent in the safety certificate if there's a bunch of toys on there. Changing the category will not help you, Juul. Nope. That was her follow-up question there. You are strongly advised to seek legal counsel. This is one of the reasons why anybody who's establishing a brand and selling products on Amazon, you know, it's not just a matter of getting that listing set up and like, yes, I'm set. You've got legal and insurance concerns that brand owners have to consider. And I would run this past Ashlyn Haddon as well, to make sure you're properly insured, because if you're selling it, especially if it's your brand, you could run into something pretty crazy that you're not anticipating. I mean, we all remember the lady that spilled her coffee on her lap and got this massive settlement. When was that? That's like mid-90s or something. Like what? She dumped her coffee on her lap. Well, she won the lawsuit, man. So you're in that game now. If you've got your own product, your own trademark, you need to have proper coverage. All right. Someone's saying, should you use eBay instead of Amazon for the, you know, if it's my brand and my trademark, I'm not selling it. I'm not selling it at a yard sale unless I'm properly covered. And the fact that Amazon's asking for safety certificates that you don't have yet means you need to talk to a lawyer. Someone's asking me one more question here. When did you say we'd be able to see the Florida schedule? Once you sign up for the Proven Conference, theprovenconference.com, you want to jump into the free Facebook group associated with the event. I think we're at over 1,000 people now because we got all our live stream people in there as well as all of our attendees. But you'll see announcements up at the top there. It'll have all the details that you need for the event. And one of those will be the schedule, which will probably be coming around a couple weeks before the event starts. So mid-May, you can look for the actual final schedule, which is going to be adjusting a lot between now and then as speakers are shuffling schedules and some people can't make it and some people can that didn't think they would and all that. So we'll have it a couple weeks out and it'll still be subject to change. But as a general rule, we start 9 a.m. on the 23rd of May and we end about 5 p.m. on the 25th of May. If you want to come for the day before, which is the 22nd, Wednesday the 22nd, We're going to have a 7 o'clock open worship service with musicians, great musicians from our community. We've done that for several years now. It's always a very popular thing. If you want to come and hang out with us, regardless of your worldview, just come enjoy some good music. But a lot of different Christian denominations in our community, we all just kind of gather and have a night of worship, kick off the event the right way, get the spirit up, right? That's the plan. Oh, I see Lorna raised her hands, popping in. Good timing, last minute. I was about to wrap us up, but Lorna with the speed hand there. All right, I'm getting you to unmute. What's on your mind, Lorna?
Yes, I am so very much interested in what you guys are saying. I've never been to this. I've never heard this talk before. I joined this group, I think it was last year, but okay. I've never attended any of your gathering.
Got it.
I have an Amazon store right now, but I need help.
Okay.
I need help because I'm very excited about the stuff that you guys are saying. And it sounds like something that, you know, I really want to be a part of. Yeah. Right now I'm at work. That's why I keep my camera and everything off. But I've been listening to you guys.
Oh, well, we're glad you're here, Lorna. And thanks for listening in. And I'll hit both those questions here. I heard two questions. One is, tell me a little bit more about their live event that's coming up. And the other is, you need some help as a new seller. And those are both what I would call softball questions, meaning, yeah, I could tie both my hands behind my back and answer those questions. So yeah, I'll help you out with both of those. And I appreciate you kicking on the camera and good to see you. Where are you? What kind of job do you have?
I work as a nurse assistant in one of our surgery centers in Washington.
Beautiful.
Okay. So I'm in Washington State.
Washington State. Oh, beautiful. Mm-hmm. Thanks for joining us tonight, Lorna. And yeah, I'll answer both those questions. Would that be helpful? Those are basically the two things you're asking me, right?
Yes. And I want to know, you were talking about coaching as well.
Yeah. Okay. Another softball. I could even close my eyes and answer that one. All right. I'll answer all three questions. And then I think we'll call it a night. Three great questions, by the way. Great way to end this session. I think it'll benefit a lot of people as well, because we use this content as podcast content for our weekend updates, and a lot of new sellers will listen to that. So it's a good chance for me to hit a few low-hanging fruit questions. Okay, so first, let's talk about our conference. Theprovenconference.com is the website. Three words, The Proven Conference. And if you go on there, you're going to get all the details, including ticket prices, that sort of thing. Since it's your first time and you've never been before, we do have some scholarships available. If money's tight for anyone listening to this, we'd love to get you there. Do what we can to help you out, because we want you to experience this event. So come. But what we cover is how to use the internet creatively to launch and grow multiple streams of income with an emphasis on Amazon, because we believe that is the lowest hanging fruit business opportunity on the e-commerce landscape right now. And specifically one strategy that we teach to all new sellers, it's the same strategy you hear us talk about all the time on our podcast. Listen to our podcast, hundreds of interviews with students who are doing this strategy, silentgym.com, which is really the only website you need to remember for this community, silentgym.com. Okay. There's a link to the event. There's a link to our podcast with hundreds of interviews with our successful students. There's a link to our free Facebook group, which you're probably already part of, because that's probably how you heard about this event this evening.
Yes.
So those are all the details that you need to kind of figure out what we're all about, what we do here. Now, if you're brand new, I can tell you this, we specialize in helping new sellers wade into the kiddie pool of Amazon selling. So you're not going to take any big risks. There's no huge learning curve. We're going to take you nice and slow. The commitment you have to make as a new seller financially is tiny. If you can swing it, it's $40 for our course, which is the proven AmazonCourse.com course, $40 a month. Turn it off anytime if it stops serving you, but it's going to grow with you over time. About $20 a month for the one software tool that we talk about all the time around here. It's called Keepa. If you don't know what Keepa is, go listen to podcast episode 369 of our podcast. That's a great one to explain why we love Keepa and what it is. And the only other charge you're going to have, the only other fee you're going to have is paying for your Amazon seller account, which is about another 40 bucks a month or so. If you can swing that within 2 or 3 months, you're going to see some results, some fruit of your labor, and you're going to be starting putting some money in the bank. We call it earning while you learn. So you're going to wade into the kiddie pool nice and slow, not going to take any big risks. You're not, no need to jump off the high dive if you don't feel prepared for it. But one thing we do offer, like you asked already, was coaching for people who are well-positioned, they have the margin in their life, we do offer one-on-one coaching. All of our coaches are students who have succeeded with the proven Amazon course, then come back and demonstrated a teacher's heart and said they're willing to help a few people at a time go on the same journey they've been on. What I mean by margin in your life, what we're looking for is you've got some time margin, relationship margin, right? You've got the motivational margin. You're not just completely burned out, right? You've got some time, effort, and energy to put into this thing. You've got the relational margin, meaning we've had people come to us as like, yeah, this is like the 15th thing I've tried, but my wife thinks I'm nuts. So she's going to be fighting me the whole way. You're like, probably not the best time to start a business, my friend.
Yeah.
Get some stability in your life first, right? So if you got some margin around you and you're ready to go further, faster, that's when a coach makes sense. And that's when it'll pay off very well for you to have someone walk alongside you. And you can schedule a call to have a conversation with our team. There's a link at silentgym.com. But the direct link to our schedule is silentgym.com/book a call, all one word, book a call. And that gets you on our schedule. Okay. And you can have a conversation with someone that I love, trust, and respect, who's been on my team a long time, a consultant who'll help you think through that decision and see if what we've got is a good fit for you. So I think I hit all three of your questions there.
Yes, you have.
Follow-up, happy to help you out if there's anything I didn't hit. God bless you, my friends. Can't wait to see you again soon. If you're not registered for Florida, make it happen. It's going to be awesome. Talk to you guys next time.
Thank you for listening to Silent Sales Machine Radio. Visit silentgym.com for a link to our free newsletter, our free Facebook group, and all of our resources mentioned on today's show.